Well, welcome guys to the Church Alive podcast. So excited you're with us on this journey of faith. Our church exists to reach, teach, and empower people to live free in Christ and transform their world. You might listen to this from afar or close. You may want to check out our website, churchalive.tv, or come visit us sometime. We want to build strong families, strong lives, strong men, strong women. Our theme this year is strengthen, and we just pray that in 2024, God strengthens your life in a unique way. God bless you richly as you lean in to His Word and His presence.
All right. Hey, church, how's everybody doing today? Hey, can we stand to our feet this morning? We have the incredible opportunity to have Pastor Joe Sangle with us this morning. He is a multi-book author. He's the founder of I Was Broke, Now I'm Not. He's a leading teacher of personal finances, and he's passionate about seeing people accomplish more than they ever thought possible. First service was absolutely incredible. And so, hey, let's get fired up and let's welcome Pastor Joe this morning to share it with us.
Good morning. Can we redirect the praise to the one and only true King, Jesus Christ? Thank Him for what He's done in our lives. God is so good. It's an honor and privilege to be with you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I am fired up to be in the house today. Time change weekend, get fired up. Who has had more coffee than normal? Okay, that's awesome. That's me. I got caffeinated coffee. I'm not allowed to have that, but somehow Church Alive staff didn't get that note. So you're going to have to deal with the consequences. No, but I am fired up. I've been so excited in this series of There Is More. There is more. And has anybody been blessed by this series? We're in week four of it. We've talked about There Is More strength. It was awesome. Pastor Anthony and Miriam were up here, and then Pastor Anthony delivered about fences and fires. Remember that one? That's a good one. Excellent. And then last week, Pastor Miriam talked about understanding. There's more understanding. And she just sat here and shot fire straight through YouTube as I watched it. It was awesome. Very helpful, very applicable to all of our lives. And I'm excited to be here today to talk about unity. It's going to be something really important. And I'm going to look at it through a financial lens. I have been called by God to talk about money in a God-honoring way. We're going to have a financial learning experience tomorrow evening. I hope you'll make plans to be with us. There's more than 100 free financial tools, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. There's been a scripture that has been the theme of this whole series, and it's from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, and it says, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more," everybody say more, "more than we could, than all we ask or imagine." I want you to rest in that for a minute. I mean, we have big imaginations. We can ask for a lot, but we serve a God who can do more. It's incredible. And it says, according to His power that is at work within us. It's incredible. You know, we're talking about relationships, so I think it's important that you understand that as of today, I've been married for 26 years, 276 days. Yes, get fired up. I've been married to Jennifer Lynn Nijakowski, a Southside Chicago Polish girl. I brought a picture to share with you of my beloved bride. She is the ageless wonder. And this year, we're both turning 50. Does that mean we're old? I'm not sure. ARP sent me a welcome to ARP card. I'm not kidding. I'm very bitter. Very bitter. The Lord is working on me. And the Lord has blessed us with children. I come from a family of six. She comes from a family of six. We prayed for a larger family. We had a baby a couple years in our marriage. We named her Malia. She's 24 now. She's out of college and on her own and off the family payroll. Get fired up. But we experienced some challenges. My wife had ovarian tumors. The Lord healed her up. They came back again. He healed her again. But we were told we could not have another baby. And guess what God does when the doctors say it's impossible? The God we just sang about with miracles. Hey, listen, you don't know the cost of my praise. God sent us a baby boy 10 years later. And then He sent us a bonus baby girl 3 years later when I was the age of 40. So I brought a picture of him there. That's Malia standing next to me. My son Keaton, who just turned 14. And my baby bit, I call her, Megan, who is 10. And that's my family. And you know what? Me and mama being unified is important to those three individuals. Me and my mama being unified is important to each of us. It's important to our families. And I promise you I have stuff for the singles here today. And so I want to talk about there is more unity. Will you pray with me? Lord, I thank you for your word. God, I thank you for this worship, Lord, that literally led us into your throne room. Lord, I thank you that you have consumed the atmosphere. May we bring glory, honor, and praise to you. And Lord, I pray today for those who are married that you would be honored today. Lord, will you move? Will you transform? Will you set free? And Lord, for those who hope to be married someday, prepare them. In your name we pray, in Jesus' name, that everybody said, amen. I'm so excited to be with you today. You know, we talk about there's more unity, and the word for this year at Church Alive is what? Strengthen. Yeah, strengthen. I saw the sweatshirts today. Strengthen. And here's what I know. Few things will strengthen relationships like unity, being unified. In fact, Genesis 2:24 says this, that is why a man leaves his father and mother. You've heard this at weddings. And what do? He is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. This means if you make a decision without your spouse, you're using half your brain. This is where you can nudge your spouse. It'll be awesome. But I looked up this definition of united. I love words that matter a lot, and united is a really important word. It says it's an adjective, in case you wanted to know that, grammar people. And it says united means made into or caused to act as a single entity. I clicked on the thesaurus at thesaurus.com, and the synonyms for united mean integrated, cooperative, linked, unified, agreed, together, unity. In fact, I heard one comedian say this, don't fight about money, because after you've said a lot of mean things to each other, the total amount of money in the bank will still be the same. That's the truth. But the truth be told, if you're married, there's probably been a time you fought about money. You've probably fought about a lot of things. And when you look at it, sometimes the fight isn't really about money. It's just money is the object lesson for the day. You're really fighting about something much deeper. And so today I want to talk about five or six things that occur when unity happens. And the first thing I want to share is that unity occurs when we spend time talking about our plans, hopes, and dreams. When is the last time you have had a moment where you have talked with your spouse about your plans, hopes, and dreams? You know, plans, hopes, and dreams start with the letters PhD, and I want you to have a PhD in your PhDs. I want you to have a doctorate in this thing. You need to be talking about this stuff, but here's what I've discovered. Whenever you get along in a relationship, we start to really understand a financial component, a time cost. We have kids maybe, and things just start getting, careers growing. And before we know it, we'll blink and 10 years went by and we haven't dreamed in 10 years. Kids have no problems dreaming. I have the privilege from time to time to go teach high school students, and I ask what they want to do in life. Let me tell you, they have no problems dreaming. And listen, they dream big and they dream expensive. But pretty soon you get out into the real world and that cost equation starts entering in. If you are not careful, you will start limiting what God could do in your life. Because God himself will drop a word into your heart, and you will know it is from the Lord, and then you will look at your bank account and you will dare tell a holy God, I can't do it. But God gave you the word. And unity, when unity happens in a relationship and we talk about our plans, hopes, and dreams, special things happen. Psalm 37:4 says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And you have desires in your heart. You and I, we both have desires in our heart. Sometimes we don't even comprehend why we have them. Some of you have had them since you were very young. Is anybody here dreaming of something today? You've got a dream. And you've given the I have a dream speech to yourself. I have a dream today. right? That I'm going to accomplish something great and that the Lord has put it in my heart. And yet you've never told another living human being that dream. And yet you not know God gave it to you. Not only that, you haven't even told your spouse. You've told your dog, but he keeps good secrets. And I heard one great preacher say, delight yourself in the Lord and do whatever you want. Think about it. If you truly delight yourself in the Lord, you will only want things that God wants for you. Do you see it? And so it starts with delighting yourself in the Lord, and then He will give you the desires of your heart. And unity will show up when you hear about these plans, hopes, and dreams. And I will tell you right now, nothing fires up Joe Sengel like hearing Jen Sengel's plans, hopes, and dreams. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to run over some things to help that happen. I'm just going to do that. And we have shared dreams, but I don't know if you know this, but men and women were created different. Like, I love anything outdoors. I love it. I love deer hunting. I love outdoor activities. I love hiking, biking, fishing. I just love it all. My wife is like, what is wrong with my husband? She loves scrapbooking. She literally will take entire weekends to go print out pictures like it's 1994 and cut them up with her Cricut and stay up till 3 a.m. and come home exhausted, probably like the men do from the 252, and say that she needs some time off and a break after she's gone for 4 days. But you know what? I want to fund it. One day she announced to me that she had a dream to literally spend a pile of money to dig a hole in the ground. It's called a pool. I live in South Carolina. You can use a pool a long time in South Carolina. I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. Who on earth would spend any money digging a hole in the ground? But when I heard it was her dream, oh, I got fired up. And it can seem like a materialistic dream. But I funded the dream. We paid cash for it. And sure enough, they showed up and I had the 5-time reigning excavator champion, national champion, dig the pool. Did you know that's a thing? That's a thing. He had won it 5 times in a row. And he dug a pool lickety-split, and I spend more time in that pool than my wife does. But you know what it's been? It's become a gathering space for people we do life with. It's a gathering space for kids that are friends with my children where they can come and they have a place of peace to spend time together. We've had youth conferences where the kids stay in people's houses and they get to stay at our house. Guess what? Those kids are pretty fired up. There's a pool. You never know sometimes when you have a dream, you don't know why God might give you that dream. But nevertheless, He gives you the dream and unity shows up when that happens. The second thing I wanted to share as I reflected on this message is that unity occurs when we spend time planning our money decisions. Oh yeah. It's called a budget. Get fired up. 3 people are fired up right now. I'm a spender. Are there any spenders in the house? Any spenders in the house? I have the spiritual gift of making money disappear. Some people have their hands. Listen, I'll go out, spend too much money on lunch on a credit card and accidentally buy a truck. I mean, that's the way I roll. Is there anybody got that gift? I mean, it's a gift. And I will tell you right now, some of us have spender gifts. We have gifts. And usually God will put a spender with a saver. Usually. There's a reason for this, purpose for this. The saver will make sure you show up at retirement with some money. The spender will make sure you have fun getting there. Okay? You fired up. But watch this. If 2 spenders get together, oh, you could charge admission to watch that. Get fired up. But I remember this moment. I'm a spender. And in a moment of transparency, I managed the bill paying. Watch this. I managed it so I could get what I wanted. And I kept us broke. I spent every available dollar. And I thought it was good that we had an average bank balance of $4.13 because at least it was positive. Are there any savers in the house who would say, oh, that's real good? There's a couple spenders like, that sounds great. And I'll never forget running across this verse, having debt out of our ears. I mean, we had debt for days. I mean, I went to Purdue University. Anybody know Purdue University, the Boilermakers? We are going to win the national championship in basketball this year because prayerfully we'll not meet a small school from New Jersey called Fairleigh Dickinson that beat us in the first round last year as a 16 seed. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. But I went there to study mechanical engineering, and I go there to study mechanical engineering, and I'm not a very good engineer, but by a miracle of God, I graduated with a degree in mechanical engineering. But I had no money. I'm the youngest of six boys. My mother and father had four boys. They really wanted a daughter. About 5 years after that fourth boy had shown up, they had another baby on the way, the prayed for daughter. They prayed it was a daughter. Back then, about 50 years ago, it was March 31st. What's after March 31st, the next day? April Fool's Day. This is relevant to my story. The nurse is listening to the womb with a stethoscope because that's how they checked on babies back then. And she got a panic look and went and got the doctor and said, there's something wrong with this baby's heartbeat. And he came in and he listened and he broke into a big smile and said, there's nothing wrong with the baby's heartbeats. There's two of them. That's when my mother found out she was having twins. My mother said in that moment what I think many mothers would say. She said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to have one baby and it better be a girl or I'm sending it back. That is a terrible April Fool's Day joke. She said that. I have witnesses. And a half hour later, an hour and a half before April Fool's Day, my identical twin brother was born. And 7 minutes later, I was born. She did not cheer. I have witnesses that she cried. And I will tell you right now, money was scarce. We kept our parents broke. If you have six boys, about 30 minutes into the yard, you get bored and you say famous last words like, hey, watch this. And you get a medical bill. In fact, my oldest brother threw a hammer in the air and watched it come down and hit him in his own face. Isn't that awesome? It's awesome. And so money was scarce. They didn't teach anything about money in school. And so I go to Purdue. I have no money. I'm the first to go to college. So I started dating this girl named Sally Mae. Anybody know her? It's purely a financial relationship. And I signed the line and they would let me stay. And that first weekend they said if I would fill out these credit card applications, they would give me some free stuff. Oh, it was simple questions. What's your name? Joseph Sengel. What is your job? I don't have one. What is your income? $0 per week, month, or year. You choose. And even though I admitted I had no money and no job, guess what I had in the mailbox a week later? Yeah. And they didn't have that kids show that says swiper. No swiping. Come on, Vominos. Everybody, let's go. So I started swiping away. And I very quickly had a balance I could not pay off. And then I graduated with tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt, thousands of dollars in credit card debt. Through my college experience, I had a car that had caught on fire twice. A 1981 Datsun B210 get fired up, literally. And so I went to the car lot and I bought a brand new car. I even financed a sales tax. And then I moved to South Carolina with a job transfer. And I financed a truck, 100% financing. Somehow I financed the engagement ring, the wedding, and the honeymoon to Jamaica. And then we bought a house. And based on my track record, do you think I paid cash for the furniture? Not a chance. 24 months, same as cash, I had some furniture. Here's what I will tell you. In the absence of knowledge, we will just give in. And I got myself totally broken. And I'll never forget in this moment. Unity occurs when we spend time planning our money decisions. My bride came in on an ordinary Sunday afternoon. I'm praying that this will happen today. That we have been no extra money, spending all the money, stress that comes along with it, the challenges that come along with it. And all of a sudden, we ran across a verse that says, Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. As surely as haste leads to poverty. And it says you need a plan and you need to be diligent to follow the plan. And you'll have profit, money left over. And I said, what's a financial plan called? A budget. And diligence, that's a fruit of the Spirit. If you know the Lord, His fruit of the Spirit comes within you. Galatians 5:22-23, fruit of the spirits are peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, joy, kindness, self-control. And so my wife came in on this ordinary Sunday afternoon and a holy moment happened. I didn't know it at the time, but I was watching my beloved Chicago Cubs lose another baseball game, interrupting my Sunday nap. My bride handed me a scribbled piece of paper and said, "Joseph, what do you think of this budget?" "Well, I'm a spender. What do you think I think of the budget?" I burst into rap poetry. I said, "My name is Joe, and that budget makes me say no, and that interrupts my flow, so it's got to go." Woo! You know. But she was cute, so I decided to look at it. And then I realized as an engineer it could be an Excel spreadsheet. Ho, ho, ho! Get fired up. I ran in our computer room, got on my Gateway 2000 computer. Some of you remember that. I'm old. And I started clickety-clack, and I put together a budget, and for the first time in our life, we put God first, the full tithe, all the way. I just dove in the deep end. And we put saving second, investing third, and we planned the rest. And then we did something even crazier. We followed the budget. And unity showed up. Because what we thought was discussing money decisions was talking about our family. It was talking about our plans, hopes, and dreams. It's talking about what God was speaking to us. It was agreeing that we're going to live generously. It's about saying, hey, our life, we're going to sacrifice this for the Lord. And all of a sudden, listen, in that moment, my bank account was the same. But we stopped being broke in that moment. Hey, the enemy wants to keep us broke. Listen, if you're broke, you have to stay selfish instead of selfless, self-focused instead of generous. Lee, do you ever wonder why we don't need the book, How to Be Broke in 5 Easy Steps? Because we have eyes and we can see stuff. You want proof? How many times have you saw something you didn't even know existed? And you saw it, and 3 minutes later, you had ordered it on Amazon. It was showing up. Unity occurs. Thirdly, when we prioritize the Lord. We started following this budget and we had prioritized the Lord in our finances. You prioritize the Lord how? Through gratefulness, through giving. That you recognize that God is indeed our Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. Is he that for you? Because when he is, you'll realize everything you have is just his anyway. We're just managers. How are you doing with managing God's stuff? Hey, you want a discount on your stuff? Call and say you're calling on behalf of the owner to get a different price. And they say, the owner? Who's the owner? God, give me a deal. Get fired up. They will get with it. And I read Proverbs 3:9 that says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. Hey, couples, unity occurs when you prioritize the Lord. Hey, listen, you've prioritized the most valuable thing you have, your time. And you're in this room, you're watching online, and you've sacrificed that first part of the week. That's awesome. You do that all the days of your life, hey, you will have unity in your life. It's incredible. But I want to speak to the singles in this moment. This is something you can work on right now, prioritizing the Lord. And I want to share a story of my friend Lee. My friend Lee is an artist. And I don't know if you know about artists, but they're not always the most organized. He's wildly talented. He's had multiple compositions that he had. He has written 20 songs a week for many years in a row. Many of them have been picked up. Some of them have been played on reality shows and you didn't even know it. But he got up one morning and all of his friends have gotten married. He wants to be married. Now all of his friends have had kids. Now he's going to all their birthday parties and he wants to be married, but it's been like 10 years and he's still not married. And he was mad at God. One morning he got up and he flicked the light switch and no lights came on. And he realized, oh wait, I forgot to pay the light bill again. Not because he didn't have money, but because he was just living a disorganized life. He's totally out of shape. He shows up to work late all the time. He cannot wake up to an alarm. And he's sitting there arguing with God. One morning he woke up. He was so angry. The light switch didn't go on. And he's having it out with the Lord. And he's like, God, you say that you're a good father who gives good gifts to your children. And I don't even have a wife. Have you ever had these moments? I don't know if any of you ever had a moment where you had it out with God. And the Lord drew him to go to the mountains that afternoon, about an hour away from our house. The Appalachian Mountains, and he's out there and he's having it out with God. And in the midst of this moment, the Lord spoke to him and said, Lee, I understand you want a spouse, but you know that the lady I have for you, she's also my child. And I am a good God who gives good gifts to his children. And my question for you, Lee, is, are you a good gift for my daughter? That's a word. And in that moment, God broke him. And he said, you know what? Nevermore. I am not going to live this slothful life. And he came home and he set his alarm for 6 and said, I'm never not going to get up. And I'm going to spend the first hour in devotion to the Lord. I'm going to spend the next hour working out. He set up an appointment with me and we put together a budget. And guess what happened a couple years later? A bride showed up in his life. God is a good God who gives good gifts to his children. And unity occurs when we prioritize him. Singles, is that a word? Who? The fourth thing I want to share of my 6 is that unity occurs when we prioritize margin. Margin, space. Proverbs 21:20 gives us this wisdom. It says, the wise store up choice food and olive oil. But what do fools do? They just consume it all. They gulp theirs down. Whoever pursues righteousness and love, what do they find? Life, prosperity, honor. So I know it's Sunday, it's time change weekend, but I want to ask some true false questions. I think we can get there pretty quickly. True false. If given the option, you would choose to have savings versus having no savings. Okay. Is that pretty easy? I'm going to try to keep it in the easy track. True or false? You are more stressed out when you have no savings. Okay? True or false, you tend to be a different spouse, parent, or friend when you have no savings. So why don't we have savings? You're going to have to fight for it. You have to fight for it. Hey, it is not easy. You have an enemy, and if he can keep you broke, he will. You're going to have temptations. We have eyes. We can see stuff. Temptation abounds. You're scrolling on Instagram. I dare you right now, pull up Instagram. You won't see 5 posts before you see an ad. Does that ad say, honor the Lord with your money? It's trying to take some more from you, isn't it? Watch this. So I saw this as a kid. You know, being the youngest of 6, keeping my parents broke. My dad, he ran a business building homes. I grew up in Indiana, and in the wintertime, it's frozen ground. You can't dig too many foundations. And while we're in the seasons of abundance in the summer, he would spend the extra and forget that winter was coming. And I would see my parents fight over simple things like buying groceries. And the stress that was in the household, the kids would just scatter. And I'll never forget, I was around 12 or 13. My parents made a new decision. I didn't know it at the time, but my life was going to change. My dad, for the first time, prioritized margin. And instead of just spending it all, he started building margin. Not so he could swim in money like Scrooge McDuck, but because he knew that that gives you space. In fact, you could say it this way, margin allows you to stay focused on your mission. And in that next year, I didn't even realize what was happening, but the fighting ceased. And peace entered the household. And for the rest of my life, the last 38 years, when I go to my parents' house, me and my wife just literally say it's a place of peace. Unity shows up when there's margin. Hey, unity occurs when we avoid unnecessary debt. Unnecessary debt. Proverbs 22:7 says, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Do you see it? It's an observation that Solomon's making of a relationship that happens. And when I had all my debt, that's exactly how I felt. And I will tell you, as we put together the budget, it helped us say that word no. No to ourselves and no to new debt. And one by one, the debt started to fall. I stopped owing mom and dad. I stopped owing Sally Mae, hallelujah. I stopped owing GM for my car. I stopped owing GM for my truck. I stopped owing the credit card. And all of a sudden, we were debt-free except for our house in 14 months. And we got so fired up. Is anybody tired? Anybody tired of being broke? I have one guy, he looked at me and said, am I tired? I've been tired since I was 8. I had another person tell me that they had a nightmare the previous night that they thought they were a muffler on a car. They woke up exhausted. Get it? Bad joke, sorry. But I remember attacking our debt, and in 14 months, we became debt-free except for our house. And all we had left was our house, and it's a bigger debt. So I took it and outlined it in PowerPoint with my engineering skills, put little squares in it. I got a picture of it here. And I took the number of squares, it's not square feet, and I divided it into what I paid for the house, and every square represented $102.92 of principal. And every time we had an extra $102.92, we had a choice. We could go out and have a nice meal, which I wanted to do as a spender, or we could unite together and color in squares on the house. Do you see it? In fact, my baby girl, my first baby, was 4 years old at the time, and me and my wife said, we're going to own our bedroom. And I told my daughter, hey, the bank owns your room. Ha, 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 ha. She's like, they can come take it? I'm like, yes, behave. And then we got to color in our house, and it gave us vision. And it was amazing at age 38 as we paid our last payment on our house. What is life like if you're totally and completely debt-free, including your house? What could the people of God do for the kingdom of God if they were totally debt-free? Oh, get fired up. I've gotten to experience it. I've seen benefits of being able to sleep better, able to give more, able to invest more. You have a happier spouse. You get to go on cash paid for and advanced vacations. Whoo! And I got to negotiate a 50% pay cut and go to work for the church I had helped start. Get fired up. Follow me for more financial tips on how to reduce your income. But I share it to say this. Some of you have a call of God on your life, and it requires a pay cut. And greed has invaded the American church. That it's only godly if it means more for us. But sometimes God is getting you in position so you can still prosper, but with less. And I got to go on staff at our church there in South Carolina, and our church grew. And I got to experience the book of Acts, just like you're experiencing Church Alive, as we expanded to 14 campuses across the state of South Carolina and literally had 33,000 people in person gathering together. We saw more than 50,000 professions of faith. We baptized more than 25,000 of them. Let me tell you something. That's what's happening here, Church Alive. Are you going to be a part of it? Get fired up. I got to be a part of it up close and personal with my pay cut. And I see my last thing I wanted to share with you is that unity occurs when we choose to invest for our shared future. Me and my bride started investing together because we knew our shared plans, hopes, and dreams. Proverbs 13:11 says, dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money, oh, I love it, says little by little makes it grow. Aren't you glad it says little by little? I'm so glad. Because the only number God cannot bless is a zero. Are you investing today? In fact, we all learn this at school. We learn that there's four primary operators in math. I don't know what grade we learn it, maybe first, second grade. Let's talk through them. We get addition. What's the opposite of that? Subtraction. And then we have multiplication, and then we have what? Division. Here's what I've learned in my journey. We've been at it now 22 years. We've never not missed a month of budgeting. God has allowed us to start 5 businesses and buy 4 more. We've seen miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle take place. And if he took it all away tomorrow, I'm fine because he's still my Jireh. It has not gotten attached to my heart. We all got a test in COVID. My businesses at least went in a coma. during that time. But I was okay, because I know who still sits on the throne, amen? Here's what I've learned. God tends to operate in the addition and multiplication side. Satan tries to subtract it away and divide us. And so I would ask the question, which of those mathematical operators is working in your marriage? Which one of those is working in your relationships? Which of those is working, hey, in your relationship with the Lord? You know, here's what I know. A lot of people would say, Joe, I can't come to the financial learning experience tomorrow. I'm busy. You'll say, I can't sit down with a budget meeting with my spouse. I'm just too tired. I don't have enough time. And yet the same people will say it will have spent their time on two different fantasy football leagues. They will binge watch 71 shows. Hey, listen, they will scroll 40 hours on YouTube and on Instagram and everything else. Hey, listen, maybe it's time to turn that off and turn up your connection with the Lord and with each other and let unity invade your life. Amen? Amen. Hey, I like watching that stuff, but it ain't at the cost of our life and our relationship. So here's what I'll just finish with. The great news is there's a debt that we all have to pay, but we cannot pay it. And it's that debt of sin. Isn't it amazing the financial terminology used to describe salvation? That Jesus came and he died on a cross, and through his shed blood, he pays that debt for us. And it says in Romans 10:9 that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. If you've never made that decision, hey, can I encourage you to do that today? You can do it in this moment. Will you pray with me? Lord, I thank you so much for every life represented in the house of God through Church Alive. Lord, this is indeed a place where you are moving. Lord, I pray that unity would be restored where it's been taken away. Lord, that unity would reign in our relationships. Lord, in our marriage relationships, remind us of where our first love started as you brought us together. And Lord, for those who are single, may that be a word today. Help us to be a good gift for that son or daughter that you prepared us for. And Lord, give us the strength, the courage, the diligence to stick to the decisions you have put in our heart today. And Lord, for those who need to surrender their life to you today, that they would do it in this moment. They would say, Jesus, you're Lord of my life. Take complete control. I believe you died on a cross, and 3 days later, you rose again. And Lord, right now, take complete control. I will live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless each of you.